Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Who's got a headache?
I've got a headache, Eleanor, and I've also got an important engagement in just half an hour. There's a problem for you.
My friend, the best solution to that headache problem is a fizzing solution.
Fizzing solution?
Uh-huh. Listen.
Why, that's Alka-Seltzer, and it's a darn good idea.
It sure is. When it comes to relief of a headache, Alka-Seltzer does the job and does it fast. Yes, and Alka-Seltzer is such a pleasant way to relieve a headache. It has a tangy quality that leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. Buy a package of Alka-Seltzer at your drug counter soon, won't you? And then when you're troubled with a headache or neuralgia or aching muscles, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
See, October 398, November. Where's November?
McGee, what are you doing?
Just a minute, kiddo. Here's November. 347. That does it. Well, my dear, it looks like this time I got him. I finally got him.
Well, good for you. Who've you got?
I've got that 10-story burglar's roost at 14th and Oak over a barrel, that's who. That throat-cutting, customer-cheating, short-changing collection of con men that have been bleeding the trust and citizens of this community for years.
Oh, the power company.
Right.
I'd know them in a minute. Your descriptions are undoubtedly far-fetched and highly inaccurate, but I must admit they're colorful.
Look at this bill. Look at it. You better not touch it. It might be poisoned. But look at it. Electricity for the month of December, $7.85. $7.85!
Oh, that is high.
You said it. Just a little too high for them guys to get away with it this time. I've been through every one of our bills for the whole year, and not once has our light bill been over $4. So this time, $7.85.
Oh, dear. Well, they must have made a mistake, McGee. Surely we didn't choose
that. I'll say they made a mistake. They made a big mistake thinking they could swindle me. Hand me the phone, will you, please?
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Thank you. I got them right where their voltage is short this time. And hello, operator. Give me the power and light company at 14th. Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh, dear.
How's every little thing, Mert? Is, eh? What say, Mert? Your aunt took the cop's gun away from him, eh?
What?
And threatened him, too, huh? Boy.
Heavenly days. Myrtle's aunt threatened to shoot a policeman?
No, she threatened to leave him. Caught him cleaning his gun with her best linen napkins, took the gun away from him, and said if he ever did it again, she was going home to her mother.
Oh, dear.
What say, Mert? Busy, huh? No, never mind trying again. I'll go down there.
And I'll go with you.
Fine. Be sure and wrap up good and warm, though. It's going to be cold and drafty in that power company office today, because I'm going to tear the roof clear off of that joint. Let's go.
Did you bring the bill? You got the bill?
Right here in my little hot hand, Pussy. $7.85. Boy, am I going to read a riot act to these burglars.
Well, you're the lad that can do it.
Betcha.
Come on, there's the complaint window over there. Window 9.
Sir, when I get through with these guys, they'll back down like a paper hanger at lunchtime. They better not give me any lip, too, either, because...
Good morning, sir and madam. May I help you?
You may indeed, Buster. I got a bill in the mail today from this Dad Reddit juice joint that is absolutely ridiculous. Just look at that bill.
Let me see. $7.85, huh? Oh, that is ridiculous.
Good.
How this company expects to make any money only charging people $7.85 a month, I don't know. Here, I'll just change this bill to $69.50 and show a little profit this month.
No. Give me that bill.
Here.
Well, you will not change it to no such a thing. $69.50, my clavicle.
Our bills, sir, have never been more than $4 a month.
Oh, aren't you the lucky ones? My bills run well over $300 a month, with my payments on the car, the TV, the psychiatrist, my dancing lessons, the bookmaker.
I'm not interested in your bills, Buster.
Yeah.
I came down here to get mine straightened out. Now, are you guys going to knock off this extortion racket of yours and cut this bill down to a decent size, or am I going to have to tear this joint down brick by brick?
Oh, he is a determined individual, isn't he?
He means business, yes.
I think, sir, I'd better have you see our Mr. Croker, the head of our collection department.
Yeah, he's the boss, is he?
Yes, Mr. Croker, sir, is our head collector.
Good.
Oh, he has a collection of heads that is second to none. I'm sure he'd like to add yours to you. Well, if you'll just step into conference room A right over here,
Come on, Molly, conference room A.
Well, now, wait, I don't know whether we should...
You'll find a large chair in there, sir, with a copper bottom and big leather straps on it. If you'll just sit down in it and fasten your seatbelt...
Seatbelt? What kind of chair are you talking...
Oh, no, Croker! Don't do it! I'll pay my bill! I'll pay! No!
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Mr. Croker seems to be busy with a customer in there now. If you'll care to wait in the lobby here...
Come on, Molly, let's try somebody else. I'll take this bill all the way to the president of the company if I have to.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that meals alone do not always supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. That holds true for children and adults. And a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as so many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. The next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
We should have come to this window an hour ago, McGee. This girl seems a lot more polite than the others.
Yeah, well, I hope she finds out where their mistake is, because I'm sick and tired of being
here
pushed...
Here she comes now. Good.
Well, Mr. McGee, I had the billing department check this bill for you.
Good.
Had accounting run another computation on it, and I'm pleased to tell you that we find the bill to be correct in every respect. Happy to have been of service to you, sir.
What?
Correct? What do you mean, service?
Jerry, I'm going to lunch now.
What do you mean, correct? We never use no $7.85 worth
of... I'm closing my window.
What?
Oh, dear.
How do you like that? Ain't this disgusting, Molly?
It's revolting.
Ooh.
I know we didn't use that much electricity last month. I don't know where the mistake is, but somebody...
My mistake is in wasting my time with the punks, the hired hands, the underlings. From now on, I deal with nobody less than... What does that door say there?
It says Henry Watts, vice president.
Oh, don't go in there. Mr. Watts is busy on the phone.
Ah, go short your circuits. Come on, Molly. Come on in.
Yes, I know all that, and I'm sorry. But we'll have to turn your electricity off unless that bill is paid today.
Big help he's going to be.
I realize you've been sick and unable to work, yes. Yes, I know you use electric heat, and the paper does say freezing tonight. But business is business. We'll have to turn off your current, Dad. I'll give my love to Mom. Bye.
Nice guy.
Now then, what can I do for you people?
I'll tell you what you can do right quick, bud. You can take this extortion note your billing department sent us for $7.85, which we never used over $4 worth of your watered-down dry cell juice a month in our life, and you can tear it up because I ain't gonna pay it.
Oh?
We think there must be some mistake, sir.
Yeah, and so far, three of your pocket-picking, customer-chiddling employees have checked it over with their cheap electric adding machines, and in spite of me explaining to them that we just don't use that much electricity, they still insist it's right. So I'm not paying it.
Hmm. Well, I can see that you are not a man to be trifled with, sir.
That's the first sensible crack I've heard all day.
Flattering, too.
So I'm not going to waste any more of your time.
Good.
If you'll just come down this corridor with me, please.
Told you we'd get some action, Molly. Where are you taking us, bud? The billing department again?
No, this is a special department, sir. Right around the corner here.
It's nice to get a little courtesy for a change.
Yeah, I don't mind telling you, them hired hands of yours...
Right through this door here, please.
Yeah, them hired hands of yours are the impolitest, most discourteous...
McGee, we're out in the...
Hey, the alley! Hey, where'd he go? Hey, open that door! Why, you dirty double-crossing! Open up! I have all my dirty, rotten backstabbing. Come on, Molly. Let's go around in front again. I'm going right back in there.
Oh, dear.
That deceitful, backstabbing, two-faced rat. You should have seen him, Doc.
Well, now, take it easy. There's no use kidding.
Smiling at us out of one side of his mouth while he shoves us out in the alley with the other.
All right, relax. Don't get so steamed up. It's a good thing I came along here.
It is disgusting, Doctor. The way they treated us in there was...
Shoving us around on account of their mistakes. I ought to poke
now,
some...
Look. If you just calm down a minute, maybe I can help. I've got a few friends in here. Let's see what we can find out.
If we can find out anything, it'll be a pleasure.
Over here, the president's office.
Yeah? Well, now we're getting someplace. I told you I had connections, kiddo. And if I'd have seen Doc 3 hours
hello,
ago...
Hello, Grace. How's your mom making out?
Oh, hello, Doctor. Fine, thanks to you. What can I do for you?
Well, I got a couple of friends here with a problem, Grace. They have a bill here that seems to be in error.
Here it is right here, Grace.
Well, I'll be happy to check it out for you, sir. What seems to be wrong with it? Are we charged?
Everything's wrong with it, sis. First of all, the amount, of course.
$7.85. Mm-hmm.
Our bills are always around $4, miss.
Not only that, but look at the other side there. They got our name and address all loused up, too.
Oh?
I didn't know that, McGee. I didn't see the name.
Now, our name, you see, is Fibber McGee, 79 Wistful Vista. But
why,
they got...
this bill says Oscar McGee, 618 Oak Street.
Yeah, see what I mean? The whole thing is loused up. Name, address, everything. It's a big mess.
Oh, fine.
McGee?
Hmm?
Hasn't it ever occurred to you that this bill we've been screaming about all day isn't our bill at all?
Not our bill? Well, it was in our mailbox. It's got to be our bill, Molly. Who else?
Skip it, Grace. Sorry.
Say, my wife just gave me an idea, Grace. You know what I bet happened? I bet this Oscar McGee on Oak Street has got our bill, and this here bill here is his bill. Sure.
Oh, for the... I'm sorry, miss.
That's what happened. Your company just mailed me the wrong bill. But don't you worry.
Come on, let's go home.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, you know and I know that having fun is good for us. But how about the times when you'd like to get out for a little relaxation and when you suggest it to your husband, he says...
Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. I wouldn't enjoy myself. I got a headache and I kind of ache all over.
Well, now look. You just fix friend husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. He'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid. A relief-giving liquid your system can use easily and naturally. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
I'd have had a funny joke to tell right in here, Molly, if it hadn't been for that dad rat of Power Company.
The Power Company? How can you blame me?
Sure, we spent so much time fooling around down there that I haven't got time to say anything, but so long, everybody.
Oh. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Henry Watts was played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Cliff Arquette was featured as the clerk and Marion Richmond was the secretary. This is John Wall saying goodbye until tomorrow.
Today, listen to Woman in My House on most NBC radio stations.